Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny, was it you who was telling me that that guy Somber is younger than the number of years?
The headline I read was Somber wasn't born yet when Kenan started on SNL.
Kenan Thompson's been on there for, well, and I don't know how old Somber is.
He's like 19 or 18 right. Or something like that.
Keenan's
so,
the longest running cast
member. He's been on the show longer than that kid's been alive.
That is so funny.
So there
funny.
He was making his appearance, and he wasn't even born when that guy got the gig.
He's 20 years old.
Oh, he's 20? How many seasons has Kenan Thompson been on SNL?
Unlike you, though, I like him. I don't
23.
I don't really watch the show like religiously like you do, but he was a superstar as a kid and continues to, in my opinion,
he was one of those
pretty talented.
Yesterday, I believe.
That post actually inspired my question yesterday.
Oh, is that right?
The Gap. Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. I was thinking about Kenan.
My favorite thing that he ever did was that, what is up with that?
What's up with that?
Ooh-wee.
What's up with that?
And that was years ago. I just feel like he plays the same guy.
You never saw Good Burger?
No, I didn't see
the Good Burger.
I might have seen Good Burger.
Good Burger's great.
Is it?
Mm. God, yeah.
Mm. Really?
You don't love Good Burger?
Never seen it.
Oh! You?
I mean, I haven't seen it since the 90s, but...
Right, but you saw it.
Of course.
Okay.
Him well, she and the was other born in 95, so it would be...
They're great. Yeah. They are great together. They're super fun. Not annoying, but also fun.
My favorite bit that Kenan used to do was on All That. He wore this like yellow raincoat, and he sat in a old style bathtub in, it looked like Paris, and he spoke in fake French. It was so funny.
It sounds great.
It does sound great.
It does.
Here we go.
And stuff. It was.
Oh.
What?
Anyway.
Nothing.
He's wonderful. He's a wonderful little actor, and I like him a lot.
This time tomorrow, we'll be doing Bad Advice. I want to say, first of all, thank you to everybody who sent in lots of problems this week. It was almost like people were simmering with it for a couple. And this week, I thank you for all of your great submissions. One of them, which it's a long one, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to get to this one, but other than going to college in Southern California, I've been listening to you guys since I was 18, and I'm now 47. Feels like Sarah and Vinny have walked me through a huge part of life. So many key phases. Incredibly grateful. So I just wanted to say, I don't want to say her name either because she doesn't want me to say that if I do her bad advice. But I just thought, oh, that is so nice to hear.
Thank you. Thank you very much for every minute. It's not lost on me.
No, absolutely not. There is no us if there is no you. So thank you. But tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, I'm going to try and squeeze into, of course, I tried that last week too. Maybe I'll start with there's a funny little short one. That's just, it's so silly, but if you've got an HOA, you can totally relate. So tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, we'll be doing Bad Advice and looking to solve some problems. And if you'd like us to tackle your trouble, email us badadvice973@gmail.com. And then be listening tomorrow and see if we solve yours. So what is $1 trillion? It's so much money. Tesla shareholders approved a pay package for Elon Musk that in the next decade could make him a trillionaire. So he's already over the half a trillion mark.
So, okay, because I didn't read the headline. I'm kind of sick of these numbers that get thrown around. Mm. But they're not going to pay him a trillion. What they will pay him will get him over the $1 trillion mark.
Yeah, apparently, okay. If you count in those guaranteed things, if he hits these goals, or if Tesla hits these goals, he'll get that as part of his pay package. But he's already a guy whose portfolio is growing by leaps and bounds every day. Like, in a way, once you've hit the half a trillion mark, it just feels like let the interest compound. Like, you can't spend through that. So here's what you could buy with $1 trillion. 1,428 Shohei Ohtanis. The Dodgers are paying him $700 million over 10 years, and he could do that 1,428 times. $700 million.
What's weird about this, and I realize that was never, you know, all in on that guy, and I don't walk around hating him either. I don't get it, but... Tesla's sales are down. Mm. Like, I don't understand. I guess they'll give him these numbers that company's got to hit. So if sales somehow rebound and he can stay out of the news, maybe he'll get there. But otherwise, I'm pulled up reports right now. Tesla stocks fall. Tesla faces its worst sales drop in years. Like, that's what you're seeing right now.
Right.
So
what does he own? 51%? Or does he own way less than that?
I don't think he owns 51%, but I do think he's the largest shareholder, and his brother is like the second largest shareholder. So together, they're a big part of this.
Is he the
company.
CEO of that company, or is he? What is he?
As far as I know, yes.
Okay. So
he owns about 15.5% of Tesla, by the way.
Right. So whatever this pay package is that Tesla shareholders approved, if he hits certain milestones, which apparently aren't that good, then he'll make $1 trillion. He'll get to $1 trillion. He'll probably be our first trillionaire. So okay. If he gets $1 trillion, he could buy every single car sold in the United States this year. You could buy all of the cars that were sold in the United States this year with your $1 trillion.
The excess is just, but you know what? He owns outer space too. So
he could buy the moon. 10,000 Starbucks CEOs. The current boss, Brian Nichols, makes he makes $100 million a year being the CEO of Starbucks. He could do that 10,000 times. No problem. My God. He could buy 333 skyscrapers. The new JP Morgan Chase building on Park Avenue was built for $3 billion. With his $1,000 billion, the trillion, he could buy 2,000 Jeff Bezos yachts, or a mere 465 Icons of the Sea. That's the Royal Caribbean. The Icons of the Sea is the world's largest cruise ship. And he could buy 465 of those. Check this out. He could buy the entire Ivy League five times over. The endowments of all eight schools come out to $200 billion combined. There's more.
Okay.
They get better. If he gave his money away to everyone in the United States, take a guess how much each one of us would get.
$1 million.
No, it's not 1 million.
Oh.
1,000?
More than that.
It's more than a million.
No.
No.
A billion, a trillion is a million millions. I believe.
So a third of a million, 333,000.
Well, there's
right
300 million of us.
I'm a basic math guy. I got to tap out.
Why are we doing math?
I can't.
7 a.m.
It's about $2,900 for every single person in the United States.
That's not even that much.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he's broke, basically. He's
poor.
Okay. He could buy Switzerland. It's probably not for sale, unlike Greenland. But its annual gross domestic product was just under $900 billion last year. So he'll just buy Switzerland. Every house on Hawaii. All 572,000 of them.
Wow.
Just on the one island?
No, on all the islands. He could buy every house in Hawaii if he had $1 trillion. He could buy Coca-Cola, the company, plus a 12-pack of Coke for everyone on Earth.
That's nice.
He could buy Toyota, Volkswagen, Hyundai, Ford, GM, and Stellantis, which is Fiat and Chrysler. He could buy all the cars, companies, and all the cars. He could also buy ExxonMobil, Chevron, and ConocoPhillips with his $1 trillion. That is what $1 trillion is. Keep dreaming. Keep, even if you play the lottery, if you're poor with your $1 billion.
Yeah, but it's not real. Like, he doesn't really have that much money.
Oh, I know. And he's never going to buy 14. There aren't 1,400 Shohei Ohtanis.
Who knows what he's going to do? That's the problem.
I know. Well, he can go live on Mars. That'd be nice. His $1 trillion can definitely get us to Mars, right?
Sure. Yeah. I don't know why you want to go there. But
here's someone who seems poor by comparison. Why not? Just, you know, say you lived on another planet. The first person to live on another planet.
And died there.
Well, probably. I mean, yeah, you die someplace. Might as well die there.
Well, you know.
No more ocean, no more hikes, no more outdoor time. Stuck inside a capsule for the rest of your life.
I'm sure they have. I mean, if you've ever watched the movie The Martian, which is like so realistic. I mean, he's got a suit. He can go outside.
Oh, yeah. You go on a rock walk.
Just don't scratch the suit, though.
My mom applied to go to Mars.
What?
When I was a teen. And it was, you know.
You must have been a terrible teenager.
I was pissed. I was like, you would leave me? She's like, the humans have to explore the stars.
Okay. Is Janet coming in here tomorrow?
She is.
I love her. Oh.
Are you serious?
I'm so serious. I was pissed.
I'll have to ask
and
her
so
about
she's
it.
Still on the waiting list?
I mean, she would never get selected for a million reasons, but
why not? Won't they?
Well,
just
you'll meet her and you'll know.
Oh boy.
Oh, all right.
I'm not getting We're meeting involved her tomorrow. In she's this come at in. All.
Is she getting up early and coming in with you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
She gets in tonight.
We'll have to get breakfast and everything. That'll be good.
Oh, I'm into this visit now.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Did it come with an egg sandwich? I'm in. Do it.
Thank you for bringing her in.
So, turns out Kim Kardashian's poor, at least compared to our last story. Skims is now the company Skims, which is her and many other people, I'm sure. It's worth $5 billion right now. $5 billion.
Man, from sex tape to $5 billion.
I know. Well, I don't know what her personal net worth is. She's got to be a billionaire, I would think. But, I mean, billionaires, we just throw it around now. And now, and you know, in the future, like, it was not that big of a leap from a million to a billion. Like, when someone hit a billion, like, now we talk in billions all the time. If someone only has, you know, $50 million, is like, out of their par. Like, how are they ever going to live in this world? Because everyone's a billionaire. And now we'll have a trillionaire. And then there'll be other trillionaires. And then people will be like, $100 billionaire, he's poor.
What bugs me about this is, and I realize this is just the way it goes, but
maybe.
Most of us are out here just trying to make sure we've saved enough money so that when we retire, if we can retire, we can actually have our money last our lifetime. Like, just want to be able to not
work, to go off into your golden years. And feel like you've got it covered.
And that's just make ends meet. Mm-hmm. That's not even, you know, oh,
not buying
I'm gonna
gold toilets.
Four cruises a year. And, you know, that's not that. I'm just trying to hope that I've got enough, especially if there's a health problem. You hear people going, well, I've encountered a health issue and I'm going to start a GoFundMe because otherwise my entire family goes bankrupt. Meanwhile, we talk about someone like Elon who's just sitting there going, I'm pushing a trillion.
Yep.
I am pushing it. It's sickening. Ugh.
I concur. I like the page you're on. Let me get on there with you.
Hate it.
You're spitting mad.
Well, I mean, it's just, like I said, most of us just are hoping with fingers crossed. And there's no real way to know that you've put enough away to last you till your last breath.
Well, and, you know, somebody who's years and years away from retirement and is, you know, just trying to feed their kids. Like, it feels like there's a great divide.
So happy for the convenience of technology, though. Thank you.
I know.
Technology so companies, great. It's the best.
It is.
Oh.
We all got to have our phone.
I mean, I do Google things daily.
Mm-hmm.
So
thanks for that. Feel like I know everything now that I have Google. So I started to tell you about this yesterday, and all I wanted to get to it because I do think it's interesting. There's a place called the King of Prussia Mall, which I had never heard of the King of Prussia Mall before I moved to Philadelphia to be on DRE, which is where I met Vinny in 1996. And it's a humongous mall. It's not the biggest mall in America. I think that I want to say that's in Minneapolis. Is that the Mall of America?
Yeah, Mall of America. Yeah.
Something like that. But it's like that. It's enormous. I lived right by this mall for a year and only went there when I absolutely had to, even though it was right there. It was just too much. Like, you have to kind of circle, and it was in various, it was hard to get around. It was just like daunting, enormous mall. For this, I might actually make the trek and give it a try. There is something called Netflix House Philadelphia. And a chain store, an anchor store definitely failed. This is a 100,000 square foot formerly retail space that Netflix has taken over.
I think it was a JCPenney.
I believe
if
it.
I can guess what spot in the mall it's in.
Oh, so did you grow up near the King of Prussia Mall?
Yes, I lived in King of Prussia in 1996.
You probably had no fear of this place. You'd been there a million times.
Million times.
It actually used to freak me out a little bit, this place.
It's way bigger now.
Oh, even bigger?
Because it used to be, well, I don't want to distract from the story.
It
used to be like two separate malls almost.
Yes.
With the little walkway in between.
Right.
Now the walkway in between is another whole mall of sorts. Mm.
It's enormous.
So it's like 33% more stores.
And they're out of business.
Well, this space was definitely, it's 100,000 square foot retail space. So it had to have been something at some point, but Netflix has taken it over and they have a location where you can visit, and it's retail. You can buy stuff. You can buy, you can sit down, have food in these cafes, but everything is a Netflix show. Everything about it. It's really cool. It's like a destination where you might go, almost like a mini amusement park.
So Stranger Things gear.
Right here on the front, here's the front entrance to it. They washed off whatever was up on the marquee beforehand. They've got sort of an extended entranceway, and then there's all these images from various shows, like is it called a Gorgon? What do they call that thing? That thing from, it was like the dog.
Demogorgon?
Demogorgon, thank you. There's that thing, and then there's the half colorful, half rainbow, half black and white spider web window from Wednesday. I can see the Bridgerton carriage on here. There's so everything that you love about Netflix shows, which, by the way, they've been planning this for a while and working on it for a while. So they had to add the K-pop Demon Hunters thing. They had to add that fast. Like, that was not in the permanent plan. This is, let's see. When K-pop Demon Hunters blew up over the summer, Netflix was nearly finished with this Philadelphia location of Netflix House. This is the first, number one, let's see how it goes, I guess, the first of its permanent entertainment and shopping venues. They say every element had been planned, and then they had to make some changes in order to fit in. They were like, the K-pop Demon Hunter thing is going to be, it's going to be the thing.
At my kids' talent show, the most widely done performance was performances about K-pop Demon Hunter. Whether it was the dances or the lip syncing, or it's just, that is what all the kids are into.
So this thing, it looks like it opened yesterday. And they, as big a hit as K-pop was, they said, we can't leave this out. So they got to work. They modified all the parts of the venue that could be overhauled. I'm looking at, you can walk into the divided room. This is one of my favorite sets ever. The room that Wednesday shares with her wolfy roommate on Wednesday, where there's a line right down the middle, and there's these, I don't know, is that like a gabled ceiling, like a, you know, exposed beams? It looks like they're in an attic space. I love that room so much. I think that's just like such an incredibly imaginative set. And they've completely recreated it. You can walk right in there.
So you leave with a selfie of you in exactly. Wednesday's bed.
I'm also looking at the living room in Hawkins, Indiana.
Oh, okay.
With the alphabet scribbled on the wall and the Christmas lights strewn around it. And I don't know if it's the original stuff. I doubt it. I'm sure it's a recreation. But you can go in there and sit down. Let's see. There are ticketed offerings in this Netflix house, like the Wednesday themed interactive spirit experience is $39. The virtual reality rooms are $25. The top nine mini golf course is $15. But they've also got tons of retail. I'm looking at a diner setup here, which looks like sort of a recreation of that Scoops place where they are doing where Steve works.
Oh, okay.
Is her name Robin on the show? Maya Hawk?
Yeah.
There's definitely like a food court looking thing. And absolutely, you can go buy a sweatshirt or whatever else you're looking for. But it's super cool. And I'll actually post this. This is in Variety. I'll post this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so you can take a look at some of these. It's just really creative and seems like what a fun thing. If that was your job, like imagine this up, get it all set up, figure out a way to make some money off of it. And maybe this becomes a chain of things that takes over the empty Sears and JCPenney's that are in every mall in America.
No, I'll be forever curious if there's going to be actual travel done to go visit this place.
To go and see it. Right. Because how many, if you live in Philly, how many times are you going to go once and you go, all right.
I don't know. That'll be interesting. But I think more likely is someone going, I've got to go to that store and I'm going to. Have you ever had something in your head where you thought the place was going to be like Shangri-La, whatever it is, the surf shop, the
Mecca,
the horse Mecca, and then you get there and you go, that's kind of janky.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I don't know if it's worth the travel and you'll get there and be completely out of your head.
I'm going Instagram crazy over here.
20 minutes later.
We made this whole trip. You want to go get a...
Yikes.
Go get an Orange Julius and get out of here? All right, what's coming up, man?
So much stuff, including 107 miles per hour for what?
Oh.
After these.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to the Sarah and Vinny full show podcast on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD, GLP-1s for weight loss. Ooh. Trust the local experts at Jumpstart MD. Call 855-JUMPSTART or visit jumpstartmd.com. Mention radio to start for just $99 this season. That's right. Your code word or password or word.
Input word. The word radio. Or radio.
Whatever works. Same spelling.
Yes, that is true, Ben.
Rain today, everyone. And by the way, let me see if I can, oh, fudge. I
That's
got off
right.
my story.
Rain. Enjoy it. Coming for you.
Why are you so hostile?
What? Just angry. All the time. No one respects me.
I'm
unloading on you right now.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. Thanks. On my drive in, I passed a bunch of accidents. I'm sure the police are working OT today, trying to get people off the roads and keep traffic moving.
Yeah, don't add to the problem. Take it easy.
Go slow. Take your time.
Go crazy. What? What are you looking at me like that for? Is that unexpected? Expect the unexpected.
Okay. Well, anyway. This is fun.
Arr.
Rain today, everyone. Mm. The government shutdown, the longest government shutdown in U.S. history came to an end yesterday. So hopefully that improves holiday travel at the very least.
Right.
Thursday night football tonight. Jets at Pats.
Oh, Thursday night football.
5:15 game time. Yeah, Thursday night football is a joke. I wish they'd stop it. But you know where there's money.
It's on Amazon too, right?
It is. And every team is like, we haven't recovered from the last game we played, and we haven't had a chance to look at the next game we're going to play, and we're already back to traveling and playing again.
Mm.
But you know where there's billions to be made.
They're going to find a way to make them.
Get your uni on and get out there. Mm-hmm. All right. Jets, Pats, 5:15 game time. The Pats are in first place, I believe.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm sure it's got to really chap, what's his name, Belichick's hide, because he's not doing great in college football, and now his team's back at number one.
Yeah, but he's got that hot little girlfriend. I'm sure she's making it up to him.
You think you know? So? Okay.
I don't know. I really, that they are a mystery, those two. I know John's like, yesterday when we were at the meeting, there was a guy he's a Bills fan, obviously. Like, he was just.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like,
from Buffalo. He's going on. I'm like,
That guy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't worry. They never win.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they make the Super Bowl, they lose.
It's great news, Ben.
Mm-hmm. That's a reality.
Yeah. I'm sure we're going to butt heads in the hallway at some point. I know everybody on this floor now.
Well, he did, for the record, he did say, my family lived next door to Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
The quarterback from that era when they went to 4 Super Bowls and lost all 4.
So sad.
Ouch. A 21-year-old woman in Florida was caught speeding at 107 miles per hour last Thursday.
What road was she on?
Doesn't say, but they call
it an alligator alley.
No, they call it super speeding, though, at that speed. The 21-year-old woman in Florida named Yasmin Erazo was caught super speeding 107 miles per hour, and the posted limit was 55. She was pulled over at 11:52 a.m.
Oh. Middle of the day.
Yeah, when the officer asked why she was driving so fast, she said she was desperately trying to make it to Little Caesars before they closed at midnight. Wait a minute. Then they mean PM.
They must mean PM.
Or maybe Little Caesars is a couple states away.
Yeah, maybe it's like in northern Georgia or something. She needed to
She's doing a Smokey and the Bandit thing. She had to get to Caesars and get it back in
a
certain time period.
A long way to go. And a short time to get there.
She's facing charges of dangerous and excessive speeding under a new Florida law that went into effect on July 1st. Penalties for a first offense include 30 days in jail, a fine up to $500, or both.
Both. Let's give her both.
I think...
you need Little Caesars, you need it. You need that crazy bread.
Pizza.
I was going to say, I do think that pizza is delicious. Like, even bad pizza is usually pretty good.
It's still pizza.
A frozen pizza, you know. But 107... And you know that feeling when you, maybe you don't, you always drive the speed limit and leave with plenty of time.
That's right, Vinny.
But you know that feeling when you,
thanks for noticing.
When you realize, you go, you know what? I'm going to end up getting pulled over and be real late. Like, I got to just slow down. I cannot push it here and then find myself pulled over.
Right. Arrive alive.
Well, and it's also now I got a ticket and I'm late.
Right. Now I'm extra late. I got to go even faster. Hurry up and get away from me, cover.
Anyway, so Florida, they're for real about speeding there. 30 days in jail. Yikes.
Yeah.
Have you ever driven 107 miles per hour in your... Never.
I don't think I've ever gone 100.
Ever?
I don't think so.
You used to have a Camaro, and you were young once.
Camaro.
Remember?
Yeah, I don't really remember that well.
Oh,
so long
I see.
Ago.
Okay, yeah. That's where we're at. We're not saying. Got it.
Have you?
Of course he has.
Driven 107?
Yeah.
Easily.
Have you?
Yeah. I was dating, when I first moved to California, I was dating an older woman who had a little money. She had a Porsche, and she let me borrow it.
Nice.
And I took it to L.A., and I think I hit 130 on the 5.
I got to drive, and this was Ford. I got to go drive the newest Mustang on a racetrack.
Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, I'm not telling you the other stuff either, but I mean, but I got to go really fast.
I was
fast.
On a racetrack once, so.
Yeah,
I'm sure I must have gone 100, right?
Oh, no, we were on a road track. We were doing lots of turns and stuff.
So we didn't get to go 100?
Oh,
you have to slow down too soon?
No, I don't think we ever made 100, no.
And I never gone 100 then. I'm happy to say.
Some people have the magical gift of being able to perfectly pronounce just about everyone's name. Others seem to stumble over even some of the simplest names.
David, I need to talk to you. You know, it is funny because there are people who I hear chronically mispronounce, like a particular name. Like, we used to work with someone whose name was difficult to pronounce. And no matter how many times you told them, it's not pronounced with an ooh, it's with a U. It just was always...
ew.
It was always ooh. All right. And at some point you have to go, okay, well, I know who you're talking about.
Right. I do think a lot of people, and this is a common mistake many people make, is they don't read carefully.
Mm.
They see a word and they get a shot in their head of what that is and they spit it out and then they realize, oh... I wasn't even close.
Every Kristen is a Kirsten in their book.
Or it's all that kind of stuff,
right.
You know, or Christine instead of Christina. Like, finish the word. There's an E or an A. Like, that's...
Take a better look.
Just read the word. Yeah. Don't decide before you've finished that name. My kid gets Eddie instead of Edie, and I just think, okay. I guess I should have known that was going to happen.
Eddie and Isla. They're adorable, those two.
I really didn't think that we were going to do that to them, but we have.
This just reminds me of the Key and Peele skit where the teacher comes in and says all the white kids' names wrong.
A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron. You ever seen that?
Oh, I've never seen that.
I haven't seen it either.
Oh, it is.
A-A-Ron.
Yeah.
A new poll asked people, do you think that you are above or below average at pronouncing other people's names correctly?
I feel like I'm going to go average on that. I mean, we see a lot of names in like news stories and stuff like that. I have to say, I've seen you give the old college try and I feel like you nail it most of the time.
I will try if I have no chance to just look it up.
Mm-hmm.
But time is tight here. Sometimes I'll push a story just because I don't have time
to
look up the name and I got to just not say that name. It can seem insulting and I realize that and I'm not trying to. But I don't know how to say that.
Yeah.
Like certain Chinese names versus Korean or like you just go, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, and I mean, I feel like Most people, if you speak one language, you got all the names in that one. Somebody else's language, you have no idea how it's pronounced. You do your best. You apologize in advance. So sorry, I'm sure I screwed that up.
30% of people say they're above average. 55% say, about average. 7% say they're below average. They are constantly making that mistake.
Mm.
And when I do make that mistake, especially if it's to someone's face, and it might even be someone that I care about, where I feel like, oh, God, that is not...
My name is Sarah. The Sarah and Vinny
show. I didn't want to make that mistake.
Yeah. Gosh, but you've been calling me Sarah so long, I went with that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
85% of people believe it should be easy for new acquaintances to pronounce their first name. Well, yeah, if your name's Jim or John,
yeah,
then it's easy.
It is true. If you meet someone with an unusual name or an ethnic sounding name, it's harder to like lodge it in your head. You don't really have like another person. You go, oh, they're David, like this other David I know, or, you know, whatever.
I really love this guy I've known forever. In fact, I met him because of you, and his name is Michelle. It's spelled M-I-C-H-E-L.
Mm, Michelle.
And I was calling him Michelle, and he's like, Vinny, it's just Michelle. And I went, oh, are you sure?
I would.
Because it doesn't. But I'll give you another example.
How did you meet him because of me?
You bought a surfboard that he shaped me for my birthday, and him and I have gone on to become friends.
And his name is Michelle.
He's made
Michelle.
His Michelle.
Michelle.
It's not Michelle.
Not Michelle.
It's Michelle.
Michelle.
Right. And I'll give you another example. Okay. My good friend, since high school.
Yeah.
His name's Deepak. I've called him Deepak my whole freaking life. And just recently, he was like, it doesn't matter how you say it, but it is Deepak. And I was like, well, I don't want to not call you by your right name. Right. I've known you, 30-something years?
That's insane. He just told you?
He didn't. It's because of the cultural, like, no one says Deepak. Everyone says Deepak. If you see it,
I say Deepak.
It's spelled Deepak. It's just What do you mean? You say Deepak?
Yeah, Deepak. Yeah. I mean, I've heard other
Deepak
other
with
folks.
An A sound. It sounds like you're saying with a U sound. Does he say it with a U sound? I always say Deepak. I've known a Deepak or two.
It's with a U, like puck.
Mm. Deepak.
Which Deepak. Anyway, there's an example of like, oh my God, now I gotta, after 30 years of saying it one way, I gotta get it through my stupid
You've
head.
You've done well, though.
I'm trying.
The times he's come
but
up, I'm like,
time,
oh, look at him trying.
I find myself going, wow, it does just does not flow out.
I would like people to correct me if I'm saying their name wrong.
I
don't
want
to be saying your name wrong.
Right.
And I know I do.
I do believe,
that
though,
myself.
That there are people who are done correcting people with their names. Actually,
that's fair.
Like, apparently Adele has a weird pronunciation to it. And then didn't we just recently find out that it's Denzel?
Denzel.
That's it.
The opposite of the one I just said. Denzel. But Adele said, I heard some exchange she had with another girl named Adele. And she's like, oh, you're saying it right. And everyone in the audience went, oh, what? It sounded really similar to me.
Oh, okay. 800-400-3697. That is our text line. And Maddie reads those to you.
My name is Elaine. And I'm called Aileen. All the time. It's not that hard, people.
It isn't. That's weird.
This is a true one. 602. Irish names are hard.
Yeah.
Siobhan. Spelled Shibin.
Siobhan.
Siobhan.
Yeah. Siobhan. Even like Seamus or Sean. I've told you that when they took down we had a sign up in my kid's room, Sean, and they put it down. He goes, okay, which one's Sean's room? I'm like, it's that one over there.
Yikes. I looked at Irish names because I'm Irish and just said, I'm not doing that to my kid. And then she's called Eddie. So, you know, I did a lot better.
Eddie it is. I like Eddie. That'll be a cute nickname for her.
Yeah. From the 408, 30 days in jail for speeding. That law would never pass in California. They don't have enough jail space.
Right. Agreed.
In Florida, they'll just build we'll build it in the swamp. Let's do this thing.
Another one from the South Bay from the 408. When I don't know how to pronounce a name, I often revert to pronouncing it in Spanish. And most of the time, I get it right.
Oh.
Love you guys. Anna from San Jose.
Thank you, Anna.
I actually just heard our promotions head in the meeting yesterday because she has an Enye in her last name.
Mm-hmm.
And so she, as there's someone, she got nominated for something here at the big company, you know, meeting. And she was like, I'll be interested to see. She's like, kind of under her breath, but she was like, I wonder if they'll get my name right. And they did.
Oh.
But not everybody knows what the squiggle above the N, that it's an Enye and that it's Anya.
And from the 707, being a substitute teacher is the ultimate test. I feel so bad when I get a name wrong and the other kids laugh.
Oh.
Oh. Poor substitute. Hey, you know what, substitutes?
Thanks, substitutes. Thanks for subbing in. We love when you get the AV club to roll that TV in and play us a movie.
Nothing like it.
Vinny, did you torture substitute teachers the way I used to torture substitute teachers?
You know, I really felt like more than even when the real teacher's there, this is my moment.
Yep.
This is where I take over and entertain my people. Grab a seat. I got this.
Just sit back. I'll take this class.
Yeah, 100%. I had multiple occasions where the next day the teacher had to sit, like the real teacher had to sit us all down and say, the report I got from the substitute yesterday, you should be ashamed of yourselves.
Well, we're not. What
they
got to
be
again?
Tougher, okay? They didn't know who they were messing with.
We're a mean bunch of fourth graders.
Yep. Yeah.
How dare you do your job?
Ultimately, it's babysitting. When it comes, like, nobody wants to listen to a substitute teacher, especially if they have here's what your teacher told me to teach you today. Everyone goes, okay.
Well, I think probably worse is when the substitute's fun. And then every kid's like, oh my God, we had so much fun yesterday. And the teacher's like, yeah, that's great.
Yeah. Well,
super.
I'm back now.
They need substitutes so
I make it not fun.
So bad in West Virginia, they let my brother substitute teach, and he is no teaching experience, never been in a classroom.
Did he bring his rifle with him?
No, but he did teach them the blackjack and some other card games in a math class.
I knew he wouldn't
like,
let me down.
Hey, it's math.
Gambling 101.
Yeah. He's gambling seventh graders.
Let's talk about odds, kids.
Yeah. You're going to love it.
You got a good feeling on this game this weekend?
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, death is not an option, and Taylor is coming for you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.